All right, before we go to our next guest, Nicole, troubling bill got out of committee yesterday. Let me remind you, if I can, show the website real quick. We need your support. I already explained tonight one reason why. WVWTVstore.com. I keep hearing people say, when I go to your website, I don't see many food options up there. Well, I know. Here's what you need to do. Go up here and click emergency food supplies, then all emergency food supplies. Then they pop up 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. We got 20 pallets in yesterday. I saw 100 boxes go out today. 100 boxes went out today. That's what they're averaging, about 100 boxes a day. So again, be patient. It will take a few weeks for you to get your order due to the volume, but we are offering free shipping and we're giving you a great price and great products. And you're also supporting us so we can keep delivering to you free shows every night. Whereas many, many people put them all behind a paywall and we don't do that. We push them out. So thank you for helping us by doing your shopping of your emergency freeze-dried food that tastes great, has a 25-year shelf life, gluten-free, veggies, fruit, real meat. And then also emergency supplies. When you go there, click emergency supplies at the top of the page. You'll find everything we've got here, including the new heater and stove combo in one, the surgical kit, EMT trauma, water purifier, the certified replacement of the filters. Now this stove and heater is for inside because many of you asked for one, so we brought you that. And then this is for outside, little stove you can get. Get the pot, boil the water, purify your water with your purifier here, boil the water, and boom, you're making your freeze-dried food. So again, this is what I've had in my emergency supply kit for a long time. Long time I've had this. Many of you know I've been talking about this for years. And in fact, when I started offering freeze-dried emergency food in 2016, I was being mocked on some social media platforms by some, quote, pastors, end quote. I don't know what kind of pastor would mock a guy who's doing that, but that tells you a lot about them, doesn't it? But I was being mocked by a few pastors out in California for doing this, offering this service to people. Well, I bet they're not laughing anymore. The difference between me and them is I don't think they're real pastors. They're hirelings. We saw what was coming, and we tried warning Americans a long time ago, and we still are, and we're still endeavoring to help Americans any way we can as we help each other out. And we're helping one way by offering free shipping, free shipping. Some of you are saving hundreds of dollars by doing that. So again, thank you for purchasing from us, WVWTVstore.com, or you can call. And Libby's answering the phone and taking calls and orders tonight, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Joining me now is Nicole Pearson, our favorite attorney in California. And we got Peggy Hall with us as well. Ladies, welcome back to the broadcast. Or Peggy, welcome for the first time, I think. And Nicole, of course. Oh, Peggy, you've been here before. I recognize you now. Welcome to both of you. Glad you're both here. Well, let me start in right away with you, Nicole, because my friend Michael Reagan, you know, Ronald Reagan's oldest son, sent me a text, I think it was yesterday, about what came out of committee. And I said, oh, we've been covering that. And he wanted to make sure I saw it was covering it. And he was pleased to know that I have been covering it. Of course, it's because of you that we've been covering it. We hear that that did come out of committee and is now moving forward, correct? A bill that allowed the kidnapping of children under the guise of mental health?
Yes, unfortunately, our work is not done. Like we mentioned yesterday, we have to get all hands on deck and have people start calling their reps, and we have to stop that bill because so far there are no brakes on that train right now. So we need to really get ahead of it.
Okay. I noticed immediately right there, cause I have a big 85-inch screen TV off to my left. So I turned my head when they went full screen to you. I just noticed a little, correct me if I'm wrong, but I just noticed a little emotion with you just then. Right?
You've seen me cry. I've cried here before. It's okay.
So no, it is okay. But I want our audience to understand this isn't a job for you. You are an attorney, but this isn't a job for you. I mean, you feel this at the level of a parent because you have kids and one on the way. So a reason I mentioned, I just saw that little emotion in your face is you realize the seriousness of this for you yourself, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, it's just getting more and more egregious as you and I have talked about before. As we win and we continue to defeat the other bad bills, they get more desperate. There are skipping committees. They, as we mentioned last time I was here, before you could Zoom in and give remote commentary. Now you can't do that. You must be in person. They keep changing the rules because they're getting more desperate as more and more people wake up and push back. But it just means that it's working. And so we need to be united and resilient and continue to rise up and make our voices heard, because it is working. It is working. The worse it gets, Peggy will attest to it in our lawsuits, the worse it gets, it means that's just how much better we're doing. So we need to keep fighting.
Okay, so where does it go now? Who do I go to for where it goes now? Now that it's come out of committee, where does it go?
Actually, I don't know what committee it's been assigned to, so I will update you with that information as soon as I have the date, and the committee will get you that information. We'll get you the talking points, we'll get you the phone numbers, the social media handles, asking questions, calling the legislators' offices, your representatives' offices is critical. When we were up there at the Capitol last year, we could barely have conversations with them when 866 was trying to pass, because the phones would not stop ringing off the hooks, and you should have seen their faces. They were terrified and they were exhausted. And that's the kind of pushback that you need when you have a bill that could become law that would allow a teacher or a counselor, whatever the title is, to intercept your relationship with your child and allow your child, 12 years and older, to decide whether or not they need to be in a residential care facility receiving mental treatment without not only not your knowledge or consent, but even your involvement. It's just counterintuitive, and it's counterindicative of decades worth of, you know, psychotherapy and research and studies that show it's critical to have the support of your family, your loved ones, if you are in fact suffering mental issues. So it doesn't just defy the science and, excuse me, the law and the Constitution and our fundamental rights to privacy and our parental rights to control the custody and control of our children, but also just science and medicine and common sense. We all know that parents need to be involved. It is a very, very, very small, unfortunate minority of parents and guardians and caretakers who are abusive of their children, but that does not mean that the rest of our rights should be trampled on and forcibly removed without any due process of law.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Peggy, you hired Nicole, if I understand, and you're the president of the Healthy American. Why did you and your organization have to hire Nicole? You picked, by the way, a great attorney, but I commend you on your choice and your wisdom, but why did you have to hire her?
Because the Orange County Board of Supervisors would not listen to we the people, that we attended these meetings for months on end to let them know of our opposition to their illegal measures in terms of shutting down the schools, shutting down businesses, preventing us from attending our worship services, from going to banks and hotels and shops and restaurants. And we simply were requiring and asking and insisting that the county follow the law in terms of receiving regular updates from the county health officer to determine whether or not there was a local health emergency in the county. The county officers have blatantly and consistently refused to follow the law. These are not suggestions. These are not recommendations. This is a legal obligation that these elected public officials have to keep us informed as to the emergency. And Brandon, what they did is they blatantly said that they are no longer going to follow the law and that they were going to listen to the governor. And when the governor was going to end the state of emergency in California, then they would end their local health emergency. Guess what, Brandon? They incriminated themselves by saying if they were to end the local health emergency, they would no longer get COVID money. So they really have they painted themselves into a corner. They would not follow the law. So Nicole and I met at one of these board meetings, and we both were incensed about what was going on. And I told the Board of Supervisors that if they didn't follow the law, I would insist that they do through legal action. So over the course of going on 2 years, actually, we've been working on this lawsuit. And at every step of the way, the county and the judges are pulling out all of the legal procedures that they can to delay, obfuscate, and prevent justice from being served.
Wow. Now, you have an update as well related to election fraud. Am I reading this right in my update notes that there's someone that just resigned kind of conveniently? What is all that about, Nicole?
That one is not, that's Dr. Clayton Chow. He was the former director of the healthcare he was the former healthcare officer when all of these illegal mandates were being rolled out. He was the man in charge of designing and drafting and ultimately implementing the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, the vaccination clinics, the mobile pod clinics that were terrorizing certain communities and basically coercing them to take these experimental injections. And then he is currently, or was, because apparently he just resigned, the director of the Orange County Healthcare Agency. And we just received notice of that this morning. Less than 48 hours after we attempted to take his deposition for the fourth time and are in works of filing a motion to compel that deposition and seeking sanctions against not only the county and the Board of Supervisors individually, but also their attorneys for what Peggy just described as egregious, flagrant, and ongoing repeated violations of law, of their ethical duties, and of basic common decency and civility that is required of judicial officers in the courtroom.
Wow. All right. Anything else I should let you guys report on or let you go?
Well, Brandon, let me just dive in real quick, because I want to follow up, if I could, just briefly on Nicole's comments. There's a very simple law in the county of, or in the state of California, whereby these health officers are required to give evidence to the county board so they can determine whether to continue the emergency. This is the crux of the lawsuit. Do we have our political system of three branches of government, with the legislative body making laws, the governor carrying out the laws, and then the judicial branch upholding or putting down those laws as unconstitutional? It's a very simple lawsuit. Rather than face the deposition and, you know, give the testimony,
Yes. This
health officer resigned. So people can draw their conclusions as to the force and impact of our nearly 2-year legal action. And I just want to close out by saying action matters. Anyone who is frustrated, look at what Nicole has accomplished with leading the charge of the advocacy in Sacramento. California is the most corrupt state. We are not giving up on it. We are not giving in, and we are not giving over our freedoms.
Absolutely not. Give your website, please, Peggy.
Please join me at healthyamerican.org. And that's where I have loads of resources to help people understand their rights and fight government corruption.
Absolutely. Thank you, Peggy. How about Nicole, factslawtruthjustice.com, right?
That's it. You got it.
I never thought I would.
Time is a charm.
I would never think I could memorize that when I first heard it the first night. Factslawtruthjustice.com. Thank you to both of you, great warriors. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And folks, what's happening in California is coming to a state near you. So what we're just talking about tonight with those bills, this bill and kidnapping your kids under the guise of health, that's coming to your state if it hasn't already. In closing tonight, look at this headline. Katie Hobbs, press secretary, resigns after a tweet advocating gun violence against transphobes on the heels of transgender shooting killing 6 in Nashville. And apparently this was the tweet that got put out. You got to be kidding me. Really? Wow, that's at the Gateway Pundit tonight. So when we tell you, folks, there seems to be a war on those that hold to a Christian worldview. Yeah, we're not joking. It's getting dangerous to be a conservative, America first, constitutionalist, and Christian. And then there's our Jewish friends. Let's all stay safe. Thanks for watching. Take care.